Part 1. We explored the twin alchemical processes of fermentation and distillation, from which wine, beer, and spirits issue forth. The botanical world produces alcohol in abundance, or, to be more precise, plants make sugar, and when sugar meets yeast, alcohol is born. Plants soak up carbon dioxide in sunlight, convert it to sugar, and exhale oxygen. It is not much of an exaggeration to claim that the very process that gives us the raw ingredients for brandy and beer is the same one that sustains life on the planet. The classics. We begin by exploring the classics, the plants most commonly transformed into alcohol, proceeding in an orderly fashion through the alphabet, from agave to wheat. Agave. Agave tequilana. Agaveaceae. Agave family. The agave is better known for what it is not than for what it is. Some people think it is a kind of cactus. In fact, it is a member of the botanical order of Asparagales, making it more similar to asparagus and a few other unlikely relatives, the shade-loving garden ornamental hosta, the blue hyacinth bulb, and the spiky desert yucca. Another misconception arises when agaves are called century plants, suggesting that they bloom once in 100 years. In fact, many bloom after 8 to 10 years, but decade plant doesn't sound nearly as romantic. The much-anticipated bloom is vitally important, however. It yields the raw ingredients for tequila, mezcal, and dozens of other drinks distilled or fermented from this strange, heat-loving succulent. Pulque. The first drink to be made from agave was pulque, a mildly fermented beverage derived from the sap, or aguamiel. We know from remnants found at agricultural digs that agave, called maguey in Mexico, was cultivated, roasted, and eaten 8,000 years ago. The sweet sap surely would have been drunk as well. Murals dating to 200 AD at the pyramid in Cholula, Mexico, depict people drinking pulque. The Aztec Codice Fejavare Major, one of the few pre-Columbian books not destroyed by the Spanish, portray Mayahuel, goddess of the agave, breastfeeding her drunken rabbit children, presumably offering them pulque instead of milk. She had 400 children in all, the Senzontochkin, and they are known as the rabbit gods of pulque and intoxication. The strangest bit of evidence for pulque's ancient origins comes from a botanist named Eric Callan, who in the 1950s pioneered coprolite analysis, or the study of human feces found at archaeological sites. He was ridiculed by his colleagues for his bizarre specialty, but he did make some astonishing finds concerning the diet of ancient people. He claimed that he could confirm the presence of maguey beer in 2,000-year-old feces just from the odor of the rehydrated samples in his laboratory, which is either a testament to his sensitive nose or to the powerful bouquet of very old pulque. To make pulque, the flowering stalk of the agave is cut just as it starts to form. The plant waits its entire life for this moment, stockpiling sugars for a decade or more in anticipation of the emergence of this single appendage. Cutting it forces the base to swell without growing taller. At that point, the wound is covered and allowed to rest for several months while the sap builds. Then it is punctured again, causing the heart to rot. This rotten interior is scooped out and the inside of the cavity is repeatedly scraped, which irritates the plant so much that sap begins to flow profusely. Once it begins flowing, the sap is extracted every day by means of a rubber tube, or, in the old days, a pipette made from a gourd called a cocotte. The cocotte, in case you are inclined to grow your own, is often made from the long, skinny segment of Lagenaria vulgaris, a common bottle gourd also used to make bowls and musical instruments. A single agave can produce a gallon a day for months at a stretch, yielding over 250 gallons in all, far more than the plant would contain at any given time. Eventually, the sap runs dry and the agave crumples and dies. Agaves are monocarpic, meaning that they bloom only once and then expire, so this is not as much of a tragedy as it may seem. The sap needs less than a day to ferment. Historically, this took place in wooden barrels, pigskins or goatskins, and then it is ready to drink. A bit of the previous batch, the mother, is usually added to start the process. It ferments quickly thanks in part to the naturally occurring bacteria, Zymomonas mobilis, that live on the agave and on other tropical plants that are made into alcohol, such as sugarcane,